This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 502, up 10. July corn, 506 and 3 quarters, up 10 and a half. September corn, 502, up 10 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 1464, up 27 and a half. July soybeans, 1429 and a half, up 21 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 1361, up 9 and a half. May wheat, 697 and a quarter, up 1 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 701 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. September wheat, 708 and 3 quarters, up 2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon. With a neutral to slightly bearish USDA report this morning, grains ended the day higher. Soybeans had substantial gains resulting from the report reminding everyone how tight old crop supplies are. Corn and wheat followed soybeans higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 11 cents higher at 469 to 495. Soybean bids were 25 to 27 cents higher at 1421 to 1461. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 cents higher at 468 to 497. Soybean bids were 29 to 31 cents higher at 1455 to 1469. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 10 to 19 cents higher at 476 to 515. Soybean bids were 30 to 31 cents higher at 1450 to 1480. Wheat bids were 1 cent higher at 676 to 714. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 28 cents higher at 1474 to 1504. Basis was steady at 10 to 40 over the May. High Pro Soybean Meal on a truck basis was offered at $494.30 to $529.30. That was $10.90 higher per ton, with the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Corn Bids were 10 cents higher at 490 to 508, with the basis steady at 12 under to 6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 10 to 11 cents higher at 503 to 506, with the basis steady to 1 cent higher at 1 to 4 over the May. Soybeans ended 28 to 30 cents higher at 1462 to 1472, with the basis steady to 2 higher at 2 under to 8 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 1 to 2 cents higher at 667 to 677, with the basis steady to 1 lower at 25 to 35 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 cents higher at 527 to 528. These elevators raised their soybean prices 27 to 28 cents, with quotations of 1491 to 1494. Soft wheat closed 2 cents higher at 730 to 733, and Milo ended the day 10 cents higher at 522 to 527. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 458 to 473 and soybeans 1134 to 1173. In the central part of the state, corn was 458 to 476 and soybeans 1154 to 1172. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 460 to 478 and soybeans 1155 to 1187. Wheat ended up 661 to 685. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 145.85, down 65 cents. June live cattle, 137.50, down 85 cents. August live cattle, 134.55, down 52 cents. April feeder cattle, 177.02, down $1.32. May feeder cattle, 177.85, down $1.65. August feeder cattle, 179.40, down $1.62. April lean hogs, 126, up 42 cents. May lean hogs, 124, down $1.20. June lean hogs, 127.17, down $2.40. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 31st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.02 lower in the range of $114 to $125 with a weighted average carcass price of $123.78. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $6 to $8 higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $85 to $88. 4 to 5 weights, 87 to 97. 5 to 6 weights were 89 to 98. And 600 pounds and up were 90 to 100. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $5 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $90 up to $97. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 214 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $132.32, which was $1.26 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $233.79, that was 67 cents lower, and select carcasses were $225.01, and that was $2.33 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, which compared to 115,000 last week and 108,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 401,000, which compared to 410,000 last week and 272,000 a year ago. Now for the Hamilton-Madison County Hay Auction Report for Saturday, March 29th. Starting with the alfalfa, premium quality small squares were $6.40 to $7. Large squares, $80 to $101. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $4 to $5.80. Large rounds, $58. And orchard grass, good quality large rounds, were $49 to $51. Red clover mixed grass, good quality small squares, $4.80. And mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3.10 to $4.10. Large squares, $26 to $39. Large rounds, $20 to $37. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.90 to $4 a bale. Large rounds, $20 a bale. And large squares, $17.50. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.99. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.97. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.90. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.88. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.63. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.61. March beans delivered to Scottville, $14.52. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.50. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.96. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.99. Corn at Scottville is $4.90. Beans at Greenfield, $14.63. Beans at Scottville, $14.52. Wheat at Scottville, $6.96. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service released its prospective plantings report yesterday. NASS surveyed more than 84,000 farmers this year to compile this report. The report shows planted acreage intentions for soybeans has increased to 81.5 million acres, a 6% increase from last year, and an all-time record high. As for corn, producers intend to plant 91.7 million acres, which is a 4% decrease from last year and will be the lowest planted acreage since 2010 if realized. The quarterly grain stocks report also was released and shows estimates of on-farm and off-farm stocks as of March 1st. A total of 992 million bushels of soybeans are stored. On-farm soybean stocks are down 16% from last year, and off-farm stocks are up 13%. As for corn, stocks total 7.01 billion bushels. On-farm corn stocks are up 45% from last year, and off-farm stocks are up 15%. All wheat stored totals 1.06 billion bushels. On-farm wheat stocks are up slightly from last year, and off-farm are down 18%. To view a full report, you can visit nass.usda.gov. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. Soon the auction will be closing down for the season. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of this past weekend's auction and a short preview of what we can look forward to next week.
Well, Angela, we had another very large auction, a lot of offerings, and the market was a little bit lower. We ended up with 3,362 bales total. We had 120 small squares of alfalfa from 390 to 640 a bale. Ended up with 435 bales of alfalfa grass. Had some pretty low-quality hay at $2. Had some premium hay at $6.50 a bale. Ended up with 1,573 bales of grass and had some at $1.50 a bale and a lot at $4.10. Most of the hay was in the $3 to $4 range. Ended up with 445 bales of straw from $2.90 to $4 a bale. At 25 bales of grass hay at $4.50. In round bales, we had 65 bales of alfalfa grass from $37 to $58 a bale. Had 268 bales of grass hay from $14 to a top of $36 per bale. Had 35 bales of rye from $19 to $20 a bale, 6 bales of straw at $20, and 8 bales of double clover at $24 a bale. And then we had some corn stalks, 28 bales of them, I believe it was $11 a bale. In the 3x3s, we had 253 bales of alfalfa. We had some first crop at 46, and we had some real fancy third crop at 101 a bale. The 3x3 bales of grass, we had 126 bales of them, and it was in the price range from $29 to $39 per bale.
Sounds like there was quite the variety this weekend.
Yeah, we did. We had a little bit of everything, and we got it all sold and looking for another good sale this coming Saturday.
Sounds great. And how late into the spring do you guys plan on going? Do you know yet?
Yeah, this Saturday, April 5th, will be our last sale, so if you got hay you're wanting to move or needing some hay, April 5th will be the last one until December.
Do you know a little bit of what you're expecting for your last sale?
Yeah, a few guys I talked to Saturday at the sale talked like they were going to haul round bales in, so I'm expecting quite a few round bales. I've got some that western hay coming in, alfalfa, and I'd say we should have a pretty large sale. We'll know more later in the week.
All right, so if anyone wants to get hay or straw at your auction, they need to get to this Saturday's auction.
Yeah, this is the last one of the season.
All right, well, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. As the times evolve, so does the face of agriculture. Women are playing an increasingly more prevalent role on farms. This trend seems to start with keeping farms in the family. Area farmer Rachel Broughton shared how she became the manager of her farm.
My father decided many years ago, in fact, I've been doing this for 30 years, and he said, you are actually the one of my three children who are interested in the farm, and I want you to know how to manage this farm. So in my early years, there were days I did plant and cultivate and plow. That tells you how long ago it was when I said plow. But now my role is more managerial. But he had the foresight to realize that I needed to have those skills in order to carry on the family farm, which I think is a very valuable entity in today's world.
Broughton is part of the group Women Entrepreneurs in Central Illinois, a group that she says can play an important part in networking with other businesswomen.
In today's world, we have to be very aware of the challenges that face all business owners, including women in agriculture, who I think many times have not been at the table. People did not really view it as something that, you know, she had a big part in. Today, I know in many operations, women are doing the marketing. They're overseeing if there's environmental issues. They're doing a lot of the purchasing, as well as the technology. And, you know, while we face different things like the climate of marketing, today the marketing is not only driven by weather and climate in Central Illinois or in the United States, but we are a global economy. And so, as we've seen recently, maybe an issue with another country drives up our prices, or a competitor's climate makes our prices go up and down. So the marketing component is much more difficult than it used to be, because there's so many more impacts. So just those kinds of decisions that impact each of our businesses, we have to stay at the forefront of those, or if we're not moving forward, we're being left behind. Even though our businesses are very diverse, we have everything from, well, we have Evelyn Brandt Thomas, who is our senior most member, who is an owner of Brandt Fertilizer, a company that she and her brother founded 60 years ago. And they have been on the cutting edge of the fertilizer industry for the past 60 years and now are even international. When you work with different women, it doesn't matter if they're in the fertilizer business, whether it's me managing a farm, whether I'm in the construction business, whether we have women who do window coverings, we have women who do printing. But each of us in our businesses face challenges that cross across those lines of what our specific niche is. And the skills that we learn from one another help us all be more successful.
Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois, also known as WECE, are going to be holding a luncheon on April 9th to celebrate women in agriculture. Representative of WECE, Sarah Lieber, explained why they're choosing to celebrate women in agriculture.
We've decided to honor women in agriculture because if we are going to be an organization for Central Illinois, one cannot do that without agriculture. It is simply too large a factor in our total economy. And we are inviting and hoping to bring in women to participate with us, to share with us, because we know how important their contribution is to that aspect of our economy.
Lieber also gave some contact information for those interested in attending the April 9th luncheon in Springfield.
Our email address is info@wece-ci.org, and you can also make your reservations there for the luncheon. And we will have somebody at the meeting who can help people with membership. If you can respond by Friday, April 4th, so that we make sure we've got a place at the table for you, we'd be tickled to death.
Again, for questions, you can email the Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois at info@we-ci.org. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.